Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
Hi, this is Melanie Crystal with the Reimagine Success Podcast. So glad that you could join me today to talk more about being happy and happier. As we reimagine success for our life and we want to shift, change, and grow and expand and improve our life, being happier is an important part of that. So we've started discussing the book Happier by Tal Ben-Shahar. And last week, we talked about Happier and we talked about four things he talks about in the book, which the first was the asking the question, am I happy? And how to ask that question. And how to answer that question, I mean. So am I happy? And then you ask, can I be happier? And we talked about creating rituals in our lives to help us move towards more happiness, expressing gratitude, and then finally stretching ourselves in our lives. And stretching ourselves so that we can grow and continue to become happier. So today, I'm going to talk about the four archetypes that he discusses in the book. And archetypes, if you don't know what that word means, because I kind of was wondering when I first read it as well, it's basically different descriptions of people personified that he uses to describe ways that we can all, that many of us live. And so we'll talk about the four different archetypes and I'll go through them. Before we do that, I want to give you the crystal of the day for today. So today's crystal is: nature has given the opportunity of happiness to all. Knew they but how to use it. And this is by Claudian. So the crystal for today tells us that we can all be happy. Everyone has the opportunity to be happy, but we have to understand and learn how to use it, how to make the most of it, how to become happier in our lives. And that's one way of reimagining success for your life. No matter what stage, age you're in, as I always like to say, we can always reimagine success for our life. We can always grow, expand, and achieve more. And at least get us to a space that we want to be in and feel good in, no matter what it is. It could be just starting off in life. You could be ready for retirement, or you could be already retired and just want to do something different. So that's what this podcast is all about, helping us all reimagine success within our life. So now let's jump into the four archetypes in the book Happier by Tal Ben-Shahar. The first one is the rat race, the rat racer. So the rat racer is basically a person who's always chasing after a goal in the future and never happy in the moment. And in his book, he talks a lot about the future happiness compared to present happiness. And he mentions past as well, but we focus mainly on future and present. So for the rat racer, the future, they're looking towards the future, happiness in the future, but not in the present moment. So an example of this is a person who routinely chases down future rewards at the expense of current pleasures. He gives a story in his book about a person who goes from stage to stage in life and is always looking towards the next thing to make him happier. So he starts off as a young child. This person is, experiencing the wonder and excitement of his day-to-day activities. And then when he gets to school as a kindergartner, he's told by his parents and family that school is to get good grades so he can secure his future. So he is not told that he should be happy in school or that learning can be fun. So he's not really enjoying the moments in school. He's just worried about getting the grades and getting A's and getting that reward at the end of that. And once he gets that reward, he feels happy for a little bit, maybe a day or two or three. And then after that, the happiness wears away and he's focused on the next achievement. So once he finishes his elementary school and high school, He goes, well, in high school, he's focused on getting a grade so he can go to a good college. Then he's excited that he gets to go to a good college. But that happiness wears away quickly when he gets there, because now he's in the grind of college and not enjoying the moments there. Just trying to, once again, achieve good grades to get a good job once he gets out. And then once he gets a good job, once he gets out of college, he says, okay, now I can finally be happy. I've got this dream job as a lawyer at a prestigious law firm. And once I get there, I'll be happy. But when he gets there, he doesn't have a good time there either. He's working 80-hour weeks, draining himself, you know, not making time for himself or fun things or happiness. So he continues that hard grind and is not happy in the moment. He just works, work, works. And so he tells himself once more that he must sacrifice for the time being just until he's established and secure in his career. And then he'll, you know, then he'll be happy. So, and then occasionally he'll feel good when he receives a raise, a large bonus, or a promotion, or when people are just impressed by his job title. But that disappears very quickly, and he just continues in that grind and is not happy day after day, year after year. And finally, he's offered a partnership in the firm. So at this point, he says, oh, yes, I'm going to be happy now. But once again, once he gets that partnership, he's still in the grind and not happy. So he really, happiness for him is just an ever elusive carrot on the end of a stick that he's constantly reaching for, but never allows himself to feel. Now, that's the archetype of the rat racer. Do any of you feel like you've been in that space before? I know I have, definitely in my schooling career. Probably my more upper level schooling, like college, trying to chase future happiness, or what you perceive will be future happiness. So I think we've all been in that situation. Maybe some of us haven't been, but there's three more archetypes. So I'm sure you'll find the one that matches you or that you've been in before. So the next archetype is the hedonist. Now, this one here, I think we've probably all been in this one for at least a few moments or a day or so. This one is the hedonist seeks pleasure and avoids pain. That person goes about satisfying their desires, giving little or no thought to future consequences. So basically, if we're talking about present and future, the hedonist is always going to fulfill that present happiness in that moment. They're not worried about the future. They don't care if they have happiness in the future. So for that person, a fulfilling life is reduced to the succession of pleasurable experiences in the moment. Things that feel good in the moment is sufficient justification for doing it until the next desire replaces it. In this archetype, they're not really worried about the future. They're not even thinking about the future. They just want happiness. And it can come in the form of, you know, eating lots of fast food or enjoying the now, partying if you're, in, you know, maybe younger and doing that thing. But you're not thinking about what tomorrow holds, let alone next month or next year. Just living day to day with no regard for goals or purpose. And that's one way to leave you feeling unfulfilled as well. So that's the second archetype. Now, have any of you felt like that person? And like I said, probably all of us have for short periods of time. You know, you go on vacation. It's all about enjoying the pleasures of going out, doing fun things, eating, you know, drinking, not worrying about anything else or your cares at home. So we've all done it in moments. Some people do it as their lifestyle. So let's move on to the third archetype, the nihilist. Now, this archetype, the nihilist, has given up on both the present and the future. That person has lost their joy for life in the present as well as the future. They find no pleasure in their work, their home life, and they're not optimistic about what is to come in the future for them. They're just, you know, resound to the fact that they are not going to have happiness or be happy. They've basically given up on life. They've given up on the fact that life has any meaning. They think life has no meaning. So they're just existing, you know. They resign themselves to their present unhappiness and expect the same sort of unhappiness in the future. So for the present and the future, they are both unhappy, and both of them. And then they don't try to do anything or make any moves to change that. They are just accepting what is in their life or what they perceive is in their life. Because we all have the power and the strength to change things. And I think this is a good point to mention the crystal of the day again. Nature has given the opportunity of happiness to all. Knew they, but how to use it. I'm going to say it one more time. Nature has given the opportunity of happiness to all. Knew they, but how to use it. And so that's our crystal of the day. And this archetype, the nihilist, they don't know this archetype. They don't know this crystal. They don't know that we've all been given the opportunity of happiness. They just don't know how to use it. They don't know what to do. They, you know, their past life, they probably, I mean, not past life, but in their past, they probably had a lot of trauma and drama and things that have resound them to feeling that life is just unhappy all of the time. And so in this archetype, there's not much to do, you know, as far as how that person feels. They don't think that they can change anything in their life. But what they don't realize is that the power lies within them, all within them. And so now that's going to take us to the fourth archetype. And this is the happiness archetype. This is the archetype for the person who is happy and living a happier life. So one of the questions that I mentioned in the last podcast about this book, Happier, is what questions should you ask yourself? And one of the questions you can ask yourself is, should I be happy now or in the future? And the answer, the question should actually be, how can I be happy now and in the future? And the person who lives in the happiness archetype, this is what they ask. How can I be happy in this present moment and in the future? And they work to fulfill present and future happiness all at once. This can be done. And so that's what they do within their life. Now we know present and future benefit may sometimes conflict because some situations demand that we forego one for the other, but it is possible to enjoy both for much of the time. So students who truly love learning, for instance, derive present benefit from the pleasure they take in discovering new ideas and the future benefit from the ways in which those ideas will prepare them for their careers. And in romantic relationships, some couples enjoy their time together and help each other grow and develop their future selves. Those who work at something they love, be it in business, medicine, or art, can progress in their career while enjoying the journey. So it is true to expect constant happiness is a way to set yourself up for failure and disappointment. You're not going to be happy every second of every day. Not everything we can do can provide us both present and future benefit. So there are times where it's worth the while to forego present benefit for greater future gain. And, you know, in every life and every job, there's always mundane aspects of the work that's unavoidable. But, you know, some examples of those are like studying for exams, saving for the future, maybe being an intern or working long hours. But these things can help set us up to attain long-term happiness. But the key is to keep in mind that you want to have a balance between that present and future happiness. So even as you forego some present happiness for the sake of future happiness, the objective is to spend as much time as possible in the present, engage in activities that provide both present and future happiness. And then there also is a space for leading a hedonist life every now and then. Like I said, if you go on vacation, you're not going to worry about all your cares and everything at home or, you know, the future. You're going to just try to enjoy that few days or that week or however long you're on vacation. So you may eat too much fast food or too many sweets. You may drink too much, but in the end, you're just doing it for a short period of time. And then you may come back to your life rejuvenated and refreshed and ready to work on your present and future happiness and your goals. So there is a place for all of them. Even the rat racer's illusion of future happiness, that carrot they're always chasing. We want to have future happiness as part of what we do in the present, but it can't be the only thing. We have to enjoy both the journey and the destination. So attaining lasting happiness requires that we enjoy the journey on our way towards a destination we deem valuable and important. And happiness is not about making it to the peak of the mountain, nor is it about climbing aimlessly around the mountain. Happiness is the experience of climbing towards the peak, and that you enjoy the journey of climbing towards the peak. So those are the four archetypes of happiness. And, happiness is attainable. And we probably all live in certain ones of those archetypes, different parts of time or different, times in our lives. But our goal should be to live more so in the happiness archetype, where we're looking at present happiness and enjoying the journey, but also keeping in mind future happiness as we're going on our journey, so that we can have that, continue to be happy in the future. And this is a perfect way to reimagine success for your life. And happiness is such an important part of that. So before we leave for today, I'm going to go ahead and read the crystal of the day one more time. And I really want this to sit in your heart and your mind, because it is so true that nature has given the opportunity of happiness to all, including you, including me. Know they, but how to use it. So this talk has been to help us understand better how to use happiness and how to gain and attain happiness. And we can all do it, because it's there for all of us to have. Thank you for listening to the Reimagine Success podcast. I'm Melanie Crystal, and I look forward to talking to you soon. Bye.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.